I am really worried, folks, and I bet you are too. I'm worried that Hillary is too sick to be president. We need to get her to release all of her medical records for at least the last 5 years, and today I'm going to be telling you why. Welcome to the Terrorist Therapist Show. I'm Dr. Carol, a psychiatrist and your terrorist therapist. I'm here to help you and your family reach your dreams despite living in a time of terror. Well, now, of course, the person who becomes president is going to have a lot to do in regard to terrorism, and they have to have all of their wits about them. Now, before I go on, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking I'm on the Trump train, and this is just another reason why I'm trying to get you to vote for Trump and not Hillary. Well, you know, I don't want to make enemies, more enemies, by telling you about all the reasons why you should vote for Trump. This is not about that. I'm really concerned whoever becomes president should be mentally and physically capable of withstanding the stress that being president of the United States entails. I mean, this is the most stressful job in the world. And so there are reasons, and I'm going to be talking to you about them today, why there are some really grave concerns about Hillary and why we need to know, we need to be reassured, if we can be, that she will be able to withstand and be very, not just withstand, but be able to be very successful at this job, to be able to protect America from terrorism. Of course, I think that's the number one thing. But there are, you know, countless other aspects of being president that the president needs to have their wits about them to do, from the economy to just all kinds of other issues. And so, now, before I get into her issues, I want to make clear that I am a medical doctor, an MD. I'm not just making these things up that I'm going to be talking to you about. I have some training and education behind me here. I'm board certified by the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology. So when I look at videos and photos and read what people have to say, what other doctors have to say about Hillary's history, medical history, I do have the background to be able to analyze these. Now, the caveat, of course, is that I have never personally examined Hillary, either psychiatrically or medically, and I have never actually looked at her medical records, which is the whole point of today's show. What I'm trying to do is to implore you to make some noise and contact your congressman, write about this on social media, contact television shows, radio shows, internet shows, all kinds of media, print, and that where they take input from their audience, to implore them to get Hillary to release her medical records. Now, she released her tax records really quickly. Now, I know, of course, part of that was to shame Trump and to get him to release his tax records, to get the media to put more pressure on Trump to release his tax records, and she released hers and all that. But you know, it also could have been a way to take the attention off getting her to release her medical records. Dot, dot, dot. So, let's go into some of the things that we do know about her medical history. And there has been talk about this. You know, there have been doctors who have been speaking out about this, although on the whole, the mainstream media is really keeping a vigilant cover-up on it. I mean, we have not really seen many doctors talking about this or many doctors being given the airtime to talk about this. There have been some. I'll give you some of their assessments. But on the whole, I mean, you would think, I mean, certainly if there was some, if this was a Trump issue, you know, if Trump had had some of the issues that I'm going to be talking about in regard to Hillary, they would be all over him to release his medical records. And I should say, I'm all for Trump releasing his medical records, too. This isn't just, you know, it's not just Hillary, but there's no reason really that we have known about, and I think the media would have told us already. There's no fall that Trump had or no concussion that he had that we have to be concerned about. I mean, yes, the media has been talking about how he eats junk foods and fried foods and how he is a little overweight. You gotta admit that. He's not an Olympic athlete, but there really hasn't been anything that's come out to make us particularly worried about him. But yeah, sure, he should release his two. All candidates for presidency should release their medical records, especially in these times when it is more important than ever for presidents to deal with more stress, to be able to deal with more stress than ever. So there have been some doctors who have said something, but, you know, there is also the fact that the media, because of their political bent, and even you, the public, you know, for those of you who are staunch supporters of Hillary, you don't really want to hear, especially at this late time in the game. I mean, you know, If there were any problems, medical problems, certainly the Democratic National Committee should have looked at this early on, and you know should have decided whether this was going to be a campaign issue if it came out. But we know from the emails that came out from the DNC that it was all pro-Hillary and against Bernie Sanders even getting to the nomination. So it didn't seem likely that they were going to do a deep analysis of Hillary's medical problems, and it was more a cover-up. But here we are, very close to the November election, and these issues are sort of poking their heads out little by little. So let's look at what we know so far. We know that she had a fall in 2012. She fell and hit her head. She had a traumatic brain injury. She's been diagnosed with blood clots in the blood vessels connecting to her brain that put pressure on her brain. And these conditions can cause myriad problems, such as brain fog, brain freeze, confusion, problems with memory, seizures, and many more problems. Now, I don't know if you have seen these yet on television or they're certainly all over the internet. Videos of Hillary in certain situations where you don't have to be a psychiatrist or a neurologist to see that there is something going on, that there is something medical, some kind of problem going on. And I'm going to talk more about those. But, you know, really, if you've seen any of these, for example, even just the photograph that has been circulating about of Hillary walking up the stairs, and you see all these people around her, Secret Service or, you know, several people like rushing towards her to give her a hand to climb up the stairs. Now, that's worrying in itself. Why, you know, are they preventing her from falling because she's on Coumadin? And you know, if you're on Coumadin, a blood thinner that's to prevent more blood clots in her head because of the other ones that she has, if you're on Coumadin, you have to be very careful not to have any falls or any head or any kind of injuries, actually, where you're going to cause bleeding, either external bleeding, you know, if you break a bone, let's say, or if you or just hit your head. You're much more vulnerable to having a bleed if you're on Coumadin, which is an anticoagulant. So anyway, if just that photograph itself makes her look like she's, you know, on her last legs, literally. So, okay, so let's look at some of the other things. One of the doctors who has begun to say something, although quite frankly, I wish that he would say more, because he is a very credible and learned doctor, Dr. Ben Carson. He's a leading neurosurgeon. And he has been on Fox, at least. I don't know where else he's been, but he's been on Fox, and he has spoken out about Hillary's medical problems. But, you know, he really would be someone who could analyze these problems at a very deep level, literally. So, now there has been a record, or records, that have been leaked from, and it's purportedly a former employee of Hillary's personal doctor. Her personal doctor is Dr. Lisa Bardach. And she wrote a letter saying that Hillary was fit to be president. Now, this is more recently. This is, you know, in relation to the election. But there's these records that came out that some are saying are fake, that are supposedly, you know, from this employee, former employee of Dr. Bardach. And there are very worrying things in this, in these records. And, you know, Dr. Bardach has just recently come out and said that these records are fake. And, you know, what is she going to say? She has already written a letter saying that, a letter, not released her records. She's just written a letter saying words to the effect that Hillary is healthy and fit to be president. And so if these records of hers were real, it would show, what, that she committed perjury? I don't know that she wrote the letter under oath. I don't know that it would be perjury, but it would certainly probably be the end of her medical career. On the one hand, saying that Hillary's fit to be president, and, you know, she said that she had a thyroid problem and an allergy. Other than that, she was very healthy. And yet, these records tell a totally different story. Now, to be honest, the heading, the letterhead of these records does look a little wonky. It doesn't look like a doctor's official letterhead. So there may be something to that. But the content of these records, the page that we can read, is certainly has been written by a doctor. There is nobody, no politician or no aide of Trump's or a campaign manager who could have written such detailed and medically accurate in terms of describing syndromes and so on, records like this. So a doctor had to have written these. And quite frankly, I believe that these do come from Dr. Bardach or some other doctor in regard to Hillary, because there's too much that we know is true and too much that is medically correct, just in a general sense, for any patient who has this history. Anyhow, what these potentially fake records say is that they diagnosed her as having complex partial seizures and subcortical vascular dementia. Now, some of the reasons, you know, people who are debunking the idea that Hillary has seizures, mostly they are people who don't realize what complex partial seizures are. Now, that is not, you know, when you think of seizure, you think of somebody foaming at the mouth and falling down and shaking. Well, that's not what all seizures are like, and that's not what complex partial seizures are like. That complex partial seizures last for about 1 to 2 minutes. They are the most common kinds of seizures. They're partial. They only involve parts of the body and not a full fall down and twitch kind of seizure. And they have automatisms, which are things like repeating words or laughing or moving your mouth. Now, if you have seen the video of Hillary when she is surrounded by reporters, and they, this was from July 21st. I mean, these are recent videos. This is not like from time, from back in the day, closer to when she had the fall in 2012, the head trauma. This is now. This is recently. This was about her campaign, on her campaign trail. So she was surrounded by reporters. One of them put a cell phone towards her. You know, they were recording what she was saying. And all of a sudden, in the middle of this, they had been asking her about Obama's endorsement. And they had been asking about questions about her vice presidential choice. And in the midst of this, you know, these are serious. She started to answer about Obama's endorsement, saying that that was, she was appreciative and so on. And then all of a sudden, she her head goes backwards and starts shaking. And her mouth is moving, and she's looking, you know, it's an out of control kind of head shaking, and she tries to make light of it. She tries to laugh, make it seem like it's just that she's laughing. And then she says, even though they had been asking her about these serious questions, she says, "You guys have got to try the chai." So if you look at the reporters' faces, even though they're all trying to not embarrass her and not show that something wild just happened and not wanting to make her feel bad and going along with this, pretending that they are thinking that this is on purpose, that she's just laughing on purpose and talking about chai on purpose, they try to look normal. You know, they try to look as though nothing happened, or they laugh with her or whatever. But you can tell, if you put the video on slow motion, which it is on some of the websites on the internet, you can see the looks of horror on the faces of the reporters when this happens. And then they quickly cover it over with a smile and so on. So then also subcortical vascular dementia. What that means is dementia due to blood issues, you know, which presumably relate to the blood clots that she has in the vessels leading up to the brain. Now, one of the things, these records talk about how Hillary came in complaining, presenting to the doctor with blacking out for short periods of time, uncontrollable twitching, memory loss, fatigue. Hillary stated that she was still having complications from a concussion in December 2012. She states that she is blacking out, having the twitches, so on. They become worse. And then it talks about one of the things that certainly for me shows me that this is some doctor wrote this, because she wrote, upon Hillary demonstrated advancing subcortical vascular dementia, scoring lower on the MMSE, which is the mini mental status exam, than in 2013. So these were records from 2014, and showing that she's worse than in 2013. Now, what the mini mental status exam is, and I know because I give these, it's when you're suspecting someone of dementia, it's when you're trying to see how serious the dementia is. And it's a test where you ask the patient to do certain movements and to count backwards in a certain way and add things and test their memory and so on. Now, no politician knows well enough about the mini mental status exam, or the MMSE, to make this all up. And it also said that she's having signs of more frequent complex partial seizures. Now, these conditions, the seizures and the dementia, are not things that you can cure or make better. I mean, not in any substantial way. And so then we have other things that we all know about, like the bathroom break, the supposed bathroom break during the debate. Was it really that she had to go to the bathroom, or was it something neurological that was causing her to take a break? Inappropriate laughter. I described that in this video. But there are other videos, other television appearances, other instances where you've seen her have inappropriate laughter and also facial tics, strange eye movements that, you know, it looks like crazy eyes. I mean, come on, folks. If you've been watching television or you've been looking on the internet, you have to have seen these things. You know what I'm talking about. Then there's also something strange in at least one picture. I saw it in one picture on the internet. Well, there are two pictures, but one article, where she seems to have a hole in her tongue. And doctors there have been some doctors who have been speculating, and I don't know, I have no idea what the tongue lesion is, but I've just read speculations that it's maybe cancer or maybe syphilis that she might have gotten from Bill. Now, we of course know that Bill looks like he's death warmed over. I have felt sorry for Bill that he's out there really working hard to campaign for Hillary, and he looks so sick. What else? She has coughing fits. We have a Dr. Jane Orient who's talked about the photographs of her, you know, being helped up the steps. She's talked about how concussions cause traumatic brain injury, that even if it isn't seen on CT scan or MRI, you can have symptoms like difficulty thinking, attention deficits, confusion, memory. All of these things kind of point in the same neurological directions. Then we have a Dr. Gerard Giannoli, who was talking mainly about the blood clots, and he's been talking about the blood clots in one of the two major veins that drain blood from the brain, and talking about how these all her various blood clots cause increased intracranial pressure. And what you get from that are headaches, visual problems, dizziness, balance problems. I mean, you know, it all fits. Brain fogs, again, problems with concentration, short-term memory problems. She fractured her elbow in 2009. She fell when she was entering a plane in 2011. She fell in her home in 2012. That's when she got the concussion. She has this mysterious lesion on her tongue, as I said. She also is wearing these eyeglasses with prisms that are used to correct double vision. And she had that since the concussion, but the thing is, she still wears these glasses from time to time. So that shows she is still having these problems. Now, there have also been reports of a man who is reportedly a doctor who stays close to Hillary and isn't a Secret Service person. Again, it's been reported. And it's thought that he is carrying an auto-injector of Valium, which would be for her seizures. Now, again, you know, I'm not saying I have any proof of this. One thing I can tell you I have proof of, however, this is something that's been reported in Breitbart. Watchdog organization Judicial Watch, reported they examined the emails. And they examined emails from Clinton's top aide, Huma Abedin, in which she advised Monica Hanley, a State Department Clinton aide and companion, about Hillary. She said it was, quote, very important, unquote, to review phone calls with Clinton because she was, quote, often confused, unquote. Now, this was in regard to her needing to review phone calls with Hillary. This was in 2013, and Abedin wrote to Monica Hanley, "Have you been going over her calls with her so she knows Singh, that's who she was, India Prime Minister Singh, so she knows Singh is at 8. And Hanley wrote, "She was in bed for a nap by the time I heard that she had an 8 a.m. call. We'll go over with her," Abedin said. "Very important to do that. She's often confused." Now, we have this, presumably in black and white, in amongst the emails. So come on, folks. I mean, really, I know we don't want to see this happening. It's so late in the game and so on. But we really have to pay attention to these things and get Hillary to release her records, at least from the last 5 years. If it was just the last 5 years, even, it would tell. Even if it was just in the last 5 years, we would see the impact of prior injuries and illnesses because, you know, in the medical history. So now let's go to the Ask the Terrorist Therapist part of the show where I answer your emails and questions. I have an email from Sean. He says, I was planning on voting for Hillary, but I have to admit the videos and photos I have seen of her have me worried. I'm no doctor, but I surely would like to see her medical records so I can feel more confident that she won't get confused or have a brain freeze when she's talking to Putin or Iranian diplomats or even die once she's elected and under the stress of the presidency. I'm not confident in her vice president becoming president. Is there anything I can do? Well, yes, Sean. As I was saying earlier, what you need to do and what I would ask all of you who are listening to this to do, again, I'm asking you, to call for Hillary's medical records by, in any way, any access that you can have, writing about it on social media, contacting your congressman, contacting television and radio shows where, you know, they have call-ins or certainly they take emails or Twitter or, you know, you can communicate with them on social media as well. And we need to have enough of a groundswell to have the general media, the mainstream media, not be able to overlook this anymore and to have to be forced to address these issues. So the bottom line is that she has to release these records and they need to be verified under penalty of perjury by the doctors who wrote them. I mean, that's really, you know, then there won't be any question about whether these are fake records or real records. We need the real doctors to verify them under penalty of perjury. And if she hasn't had neuropsychological testing yet, which is what you do when someone has had brain injuries, the clots, the traumatic brain injury and so on that Hillary had, it's imperative that she have this. Or we risk are having a brain freeze at the time that ISIS, Iran, North Korea, or some other enemy has unleashed a devastating attack on America. So please don't hate me. I'm just asking for the medical records, you know, asking them for Trump too. If they're released and she really is in great health, great. Vote for her if you like. But if she's too sick to be president, we need to know now. Well, thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Terrorist Therapist Show. I'm Dr. Carol, your terrorist therapist.